This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Welcome everyone. We're going to take the usual format of the broadcast section first, followed by a daily section and then a Sunday section at the end. I'm going to start off with Jamie at Sky.
Thank you, Joe. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Good afternoon.
If I could start by asking about Wesley Fofana, suggestions that Leicester want as much as £80 million for him.
We can shorten this. I will not comment.
So I ask the question.
No matter how good your question will be, I will not comment.
Is it fair to say he's a target?
I will not comment.
If you weren't to bring in another defender over the next few weeks, do you think you're short in that department? Do you think you need defensive reinforcement?
We could use one more central defender. Yeah, if you look at the numbers and given the fact that in the moment we play with a back three and the profile of the guys in the back three is a little bit different, I admit. So we're playing with also with Aspi, who is more a fullback as a central defender in a back three. With Cucurella, it's possible. It's a good position, but both of them, for example, cannot play as central defenders. So real central defenders, we could use one more. Let's see what happens.
Likewise, at the other end of the pitch, you've obviously lost 2 strikers over the summer. If you don't bring in a recognised out-and-out striker, are you concerned about the strength and depth you have up front?
I think we could use and strengthen our squad in depth and strength in both. But, you know, it's one thing what you wish for and one other thing what's possible. And it needs to be possible. Then we're looking for top quality and top personalities, good characters, and real competitors on the highest level. So you don't always get what you wish for, and that's why we are calm and we're ambitious at the same time, and still quite some days to go until the end of the transfer period. And as you know, as good as I is, everything is possible until the end.
Again, I know the answer, I'm going to get it, so I'm going to phrase the question differently.
No
in
comment.
In your time alongside Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang at Dortmund, he had tremendous success. Would it be fair to say you enjoyed working alongside him?
I enjoyed a lot working with him. was a pleasure. You know, some and this has nothing to do with the situation now, but some players stays your players, because you were very, very close, and Oba is one of these players. We had a very close relationship, and it's always when we played him here with Arsenal or an opponent team, it was always straight away this close bond, and they always stay your players in a way, and Oba is one of these guys.
Because clearly Mikel Arteta felt he was a disruptive influence, a toxic influence on Arsenal's dressing room. Yeah. You wouldn't have any concerns about him.
No, because I experienced none of this, and this has nothing to do with the situation in Arsenal, which I will also not comment, and out of respect, and because it's not on me to comment, because I don't know what happened, but in Dortmund there was never an issue.
Just one final question for me. Obviously, you played Spurs 4 times last season, beat them 4 times.
Yeah.
Antonio Conte said himself back in January when you knocked them out of the League Cup, there's a huge gulf between the two sides. 7 months is a long time in football. Do you think they've closed that gap now? Do you think Spurs are now a side that are on a par with Chelsea?
I never felt a huge gap in preparing these matches, because they are close matches and they are very competitive and very talented squad. I think I know very well what we invested and to what level we played to beat them 4 times and not concede a goal against this quality of a team, and then an emotional game in London like this. That means for everybody so much. So this was a huge effort and a big performance, big consecutive performance from us. I think they, in general, I think that I don't believe everything that Antonio Conte says in games like this, before games and after games. I admire him a lot, and I believe strongly that every team he trains competes for everything, no matter which team it is and what club it is. And this is what he proves right now. They had maybe the opposite last 7 months from us, given the situation. Everything was clear. They had something very clear to fight for. They put all the energy into to make it into Champions League football. They reached Champions League football. Their targets were clear. The setup in the club was clear. They took advantage of this situation and had a very aggressive and very, very, very aggressive transfer period, and a very straightforward and an excellent transfer period to strengthen their squad in quality and in depth, and that's why it's one of the toughest opponents, because that's what is always with Antonio Conte's teams, and that's what we're facing tomorrow. No, not tomorrow, Sunday.
Thank you, Chef.
Good.
I appreciate your no commenting on quite a few things today, but
thanks.
I do want to mention Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang again. Do you think he gets the bad press here, and would you like to work with him again in the future?
I don't follow the press about Pierre Aubameyang, about Oba, because I don't. Don't be offended. I don't follow the press so much, and I don't know if he has a bad press or good press, and I cannot care less. It's not important.
Would you like to work with him again in the future?
It's a nice try, but we don't talk any further. I was very polite to talk about my time in Dortmund, but we don't talk about the future with players who are not here. The future is in the next training, that is tomorrow morning, with all the players who are here in the dressing room. This is where the energy goes.
So he's not coming today, then, obviously. Can I ask you about what it's going to be like playing in this heat on Sunday? I mean,
this is quite demanding. I mean, it was quite demanding today. It was a huge difference from yesterday to today in terms of the heat, and it will increase until tomorrow. We adapted our training session times to early mornings. In a stadium it can feel even worse. So tomorrow at 4:30 this will be quite challenging. I don't know if there's already agreed there will be maybe and hopefully a pause for drinking. We have some patterns implemented already to cool the body temperature down to make it to improve the situation as much as possible, but it will be draining, for sure.
It's a good job we got 5 subs in.
Yeah, absolutely. But it will be draining for everybody. I think it will be very hot and very demanding physically tomorrow.
Just one last one on Spurs and Antonio Conte. You've already spoken in glowing terms about your admiration for Antonio Conte, but you obviously kept Son and Kane fairly quiet last season. Yeah. What is the secret?
I don't tell you. No. I don't tell you because I think we have to be very disciplined in certain regions of the game, and there's a huge they stepped a level up in their game. They have they play in the same structure so far, but they have a pattern in their offensive pressing and they have a pattern in their defensive attitude to defend. And this changes a lot. So it's very important that we are good on the ball. It's very important that we are the dominant team. Hopefully put the game into the opponent's half. And from there, we need to control the counterattacks before everybody else sees the counterattack. So hopefully we don't talk too much about counterattacking because they are one of the very best teams maybe in the world in counterattacks in these movements. And you are right, we did a fantastic job in closing it down. So the players were unbelievably disciplined and aware of the situations. And that's why we can never lose the structure and we can never lose our head while we are attacking. Because this is the moment, I believe this is the moment to stop the counterattacks. When the counterattacks start already, you're already in trouble and you're in big trouble given the quality and the speed and the determination of Tottenham. So we need to be smart and stop the counterattacks before they start.
John, BBC.
Hi, Thomas. On the front, are you confident that you will get the players in that you need before the end of the month? And if you don't get the players in you need, is that going to be an issue? Would you be slightly undercooked as a squad keeper?
Well, then it is what it is. We will not panic, and we will not do things, and we will not try to sign players of which we are not 100% convinced. All signings so far are fantastic signings and help us. And it's to be very honest, a day by day business now to coach the team which is here and not lose your head as a coach too much about what could be, because what sense does it make if I lose my head now in the office and think about the team with players who are not here. So we are ambitious and we work hard to maybe strengthen our squad further, but at the same time we are calm and all the energy and the ambition goes into the group that is here. And we have still time, and maybe I can answer that question more precisely in September.
Can I ask you one about, obviously, Petr Cech has left. How much do you miss his influence around the place, and will he be replaced and asked for someone else to come in to replace him?
We miss him a lot. I saw him in the last days, and he knows from me directly that we miss him a lot, and I know that a lot of people miss him a lot. He was on a daily basis here in the training center, and he was the person who lived the values and the attitude, what it takes to be a top competitor for Chelsea day by day. It was very impressive and was a huge help for me, an enormous support that I never experienced before in this kind of honesty, which is maybe his key quality. In all his effort, that he's humble and super honest. So it was a fantastic relationship, but we have to respect his decision and we need to sort things out. We need to, like I said before, like everything is new, the line of communication is new, the level of and we everybody needs to step up now in the staff, not only me in responsibility where we had Petr before, and from there we go.
Okay, we're going to move on to Roger. Can we keep it to one question each now just to get around here?
Okay, can I ask you then about Raheem Sterling, who spoke at length yesterday? He gave in terms of where he prefers to play. He said he likes to play, he's always preferred to play from the wings. You played him centrally. Is that where you see his future, or is that until perhaps you do get someone else in, or have you spoken to him about his preferences and where you see him playing?
I think he should play in the last line, or in between the defensive lines, to to drive towards the last line or run through the last line. And he was very, very good in training in this free role as a number nine and dropping into half spaces. But it's such a lot of quality that there are many spaces to use for him. He can play, of course, from the wing. He comes from the wing and is used to play there. He was very dangerous and had an offside goal and a big chance now from the number nine position, which was a bit a more free role for him to play, and I liked it a lot. And things are not finished. I mean, we're like, he came late into our preseason, and things are not finished. But one thing is clear: the kind of impact he has physically, mentally, and in terms of quality is huge, no matter from where he plays.
One for Adam, then one for Martin to finish.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi.
Do you have any injuries ahead of the game? And obviously, Marcus Alonso asked last week not to play.
Yeah.
He
is not in training at the moment and tries to finalize his transfer, so he will not be available for tomorrow's game. And it's the same for Kova, who is injured, unfortunately, has issues with his knee and always a little bit of a reaction. So we decided to take a step back and increase treatment time and reduce the stress that comes from training to have no more reaction before we start again. And this is whom we miss on Sunday. Everybody else is available.
Martin, finish off.
Hi, Thomas. Just a quick one on the subject of heat.
You
talked about changing the training regime and the times of training.
Yeah.
Could it be a factor in your team selection? Because you have so much data on players, you'll know who is better in heat. You played in hot countries pre-season. Younger players might be better than older players. I'm not asking you to say which way we go. Could it actually affect your selection for this specific day?
It is demanding. It is demanding, and it is more demanding. We see clearly from the data that the same training exercise in different condition has a very different output and has a very different effect on how you feel. And it is maybe also a matter of how much you want it and how much you accept it, because it will feel at times maybe very, very difficult and very draining. So it is it's also a question of who has the ability, who has the will to go to play through the pain. And I'm not there yet to that it influences my starting 11, like from the weather forecast. But we accept the fact that this kind of heat has an effect on the has a physical effect on the players, of course.
Okay, that concludes the broadcast sections. Cameras off, please. And we'll start the written with Charlie, then Nizza. Yeah.
Someone's going to ask you a question overall.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.